Meskina Memale. Shabu Sufa Vaish, the Shem Avilaya. Speaking about the burning of Torah. Oid Tigzer the Sreif Das Ish Vachukim. Torah is called Ish. Das Ish, Ish Das Lamai. And the type of a fire Chazal tell us that is an Eish Soyrif Eish, a fire which can consume other fire, and that's the Eish of Torah. And the fact that it is, you can throw Svarim Akdoshim into a fire, and it can burn the Svarim, is Shalek Derech HaTeva. But a Sefer Torah especially, which is Eish Shcheira al Gabi Eish Levana, it's a Metzias Shel Eish. If we had eyes to see, we would see a Shtik Eish. Which is why you're not allowed to touch the cloth, because you burn yourself. You have to hold the Atzei Chaim to touch the Torah. Part of this backwards world which we live in, that's such a metzias called burning Torah Svarim. Burning Talmidei Chachamim to the stake, it's not natural. Talmud Chacham is a metzias of Eish. He's Kulei Eish, Rischa D'Raisa, he's Kulei Eish. This is another part of that Churban. We spoke about Churban Beis Hamikdash from different perspectives. There's the Churban of the Beis Yisrael, there's the Churban of the Banim, there's the Churban of Talmidei Chachamim, and there's the burning of the Svarim, the Sifrei Torah, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Chidushei Torah. As much Torah as we have nowadays, which is mamish unbelievable that so much Torah has made it through the doors, how much more has been burnt? How much has been lost? How much has been nischadish but hasn't been written down? Much, much more than what we have, we don't have. So that every chiddush the Pnei Yeshua had that he wrote in his Sefer? Not that we need to know every chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. I think every terrorist Rabbi Kiva had, Rabbi Kiva Eger had, he wrote it in a Sefer, these were just glimpses of the Gaonis. These were people who were Ma'ayonim of Torah. And they put out Heligos Svarim, this was the fruits of their labor. Which it was a new Kedusha that came into the world. A new Metzias. So it deserves its own kina. It deserves its mention of its own churban. A churban of Svarim HaKadoshim. It's well known, which the Magen Avraham brings, Svarim HaKadoshim speak about, that the burning of the Svarim, I don't know if it was this episode or a different episode, that it's Merumiz, and it took place at that time. It was a Friday on an Erev Shabbos. It could be that it's in the footnotes. I don't know so much about the confused historical episodes. Does. So it's Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, Zayis Chukas Atayra, of which Targum says, Dog Zeres Araisa. Dog Zeres Araisa. This is the Gzeira on the Taira. In Chobim Yisra Mikdash meant Gzeira on the Yidin, on the Bias, and on the Taira. While Keha Visarea Bagoyim said in Echa, Ain Taira. There is no Taira. It's a Gzeira on Taira. The Chazal say, from the day that the Malchus of David split, there is not one halach in Torah of which there was not a machlekes about it. That's a chilek of the Golos of Torah. Dog gzeiros eraisa. The Torah is split in half. Which is why the tzaddikim work so hard to make yichudim between Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav, to stitch together again the Torah. then a Jew should be able to look in a Torah Shebichsav into a Torah and be able to see all of Torah Shebalpeh, like the Vilna Gaon at the end of his life. He didn't learn from a Gemara anymore. He just would open up a Sefer Torah and learn the Sefer Torah, and he would see Kol HaTorah Kul in the Torah. And he worked his whole life, by the way. That was the Gaon's Derech. Had to be Makash, Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Shebichsav. Yichud Kutchabichu Shchinte on the Derech and the Darg of Torah. He was able to see in the Eish Levana all of Torah Shebaal Peh of the Eish Shchor. Because the Beis HaMikdash was not just a place that Yidden came to daven and brought korbanos. It was also the place of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sayyidu Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That it was the place that Torah came out of. So Churban Beis HaMikdash means a Churban in the Bayis Shel Torah. The reason why we don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av and on the first day of Avelus, the day that Mesa Muta Lefanav, is because the Gemara says, Eifer Tachas Pe'er. The tefillin, which is called a Pe'er, so Tachaseh, meaning the inverse of Pe'er, is Eifer. And of course, Eifer comes from Sreifa, from the burning, the ashes, what's left over. Today is a day of Eifer Tachas Pe'er. The Eish, that Eifer. And the truth is, there's a lot which is hidden in an Eifer. Although it seems like it's just ash, and what can you do with ashes? There's anything which is completely irrelevant and lack of use, it's going to be Eifer. Anything which it touches, it stains. Nobody wants to come in contact with it. But of course, this is the secret of the Trumas HaDeshen. Yirvyu Mideshen Veisecha. The lifting up of the Deshen, the lifting up of that Eifer. The Eifer has no greater purpose. There's not a single thing in all of the mitzvot in Torah that serves a better purpose than Eifer. The Eifer of the Par, of course, which is the Tara from Trias to Mason, which is Metar from Tumas Mace. The Baruch Hu has ways of taking that which is the most meaningless and to make it into the most purposeful. That Eifer is seeing, like we said before, the end of one thing but the beginning of something new. And of all the Svarim and all the Sreifas of the Svarim, Sefer and Sreifa have the same ICAs. Because the sin and the Samach are interchangeable. So all the Srufim of the Svarim Akhtarisha is because it's going to be new Torahs. Torah Chadash Me'iti Teitze. Like they say about Rabbi Nachman, Sefer HaSrufa, such things. Future Torahs which will be created from such Svarim. There's a whole Torah about that, that when Svarim are burnt, so it comes and it takes out the Svarim of the Apikorsim. But that's a churban. The fact that there's apikorsis in the world, we need karbanos called svarim to take out the svarim of the apikorsis. But that all comes from churban Beis HaMikdash. When we allow the apikorsis, when it makes a statement in this world, so we need karbanos, and those, that's the svarim, the svarim. Just like the tzaddikim, they give up their lives to take out the rishayim, so too, the holy svarim take out the tumadika svarim. But when they do that and they choose to be meiser nefesh, they have a hischachus. And that's the Tchiyas HaMesim of the Eifer. Dog Zeres HaRaisa. Zoyes Chukas HaTayra, which is written where? Parsha Paraduma. The Eifer Par. And the Chidah says that the Arizal, that he was zeichet to such unbelievable gilu in the Torah, it has to be, although it's not written somewhere, it has to be, it's Mechri, he says, that the Arizal was Nitar from Eliyahu Navi, or Yidei the Ash of the Paraduma. It has to be. I'm not shaykh such Giluyim in Torah without, for a person who's in a state of Tumah. He must have had paraduma to say such tires. From that place of Dog Zeres Araisa, where we see the burning of Taira, we see also the Efer Para, which is the greatest Gili of Taira. Taira Chadasha Me'iti Teise, from those ashes. From the ashes of Taira. So it deserves a special kina. It can't be overlooked. Nothing should be overlooked. Every kina has its own flavor. We should mourn the Svar Makdashim, the Mesiras Nefesh, which they have for us. Every single Sefer is a person's life work, even if it's copied. It still has its Kedusha. And it deserves its own Churban, the Oisiyos, which are Parchas from that Sefer. So many things to be Mesabal over. This is another Nekuda. We have to be able to see the Churban Beis HaMikdash from all of the different gates which lead into the Beis HaMikdash. We should be sensitive to the Kavod HaTorah, what it means, Tzufa B'Torah, the Mesiras Nefesh of Torah, but what ultimately lies for us is that Torah Chadash and Mitzvot Teitei. Amen.